Hello and good day. Today's discourse is on astral demons. I will begin by defining the term. It is not something to be afraid of, but something to be understood, because to understand the negative is to become free from it. So let's begin by defining what are astral demons. They are actually just simple thought forms. Thought forms that are made by individuals like you or I, or the collective itself. A thought form is simply a string of thoughts and emotions that are weaved together to create an energetic frequency, an effect of complex vibrations. A thought form is nothing more than your imagination at work. However, there are positive thought forms as well as negative thought forms. The negative ones are the ones that we're discussing today. You see, when you create a thought form, and as an example, let's create a positive one. A positive thought form is simply a combination of positive thoughts and positive emotions. For example, let's use the thought relaxed. Feel the word relaxed moving through your body as you remember a time you felt relaxed, and as this relaxation sets in, let's add the thought certain. As you continue feeling relaxed, but now weave in the frequency of certain and remember a time that you felt certain in your life. It's a new feeling that adds to the feeling of relaxation. It allows these two words to connect together and create an entirely new state of being. Now, if we add a third thought to this combination, for example, grounded, and recall a time that we felt grounded in the present moment, and breathe that in, and weave that into relaxed and certain, and now relaxed, certain, and grounded, we are now feeling a completely new cocktail of frequency. And this energetic frequency is a part of us. It is the part of us that we wear, that we stand on like a platform, or wear like a piece of clothing. It's a energetic frequency that we create from, a state of being that we present ourselves as to the world. Relaxed, grounded, and certain is the place that I am creating from. Now, this thought form, which is a combination of the thoughts and emotions that we've chosen and weave together masterfully with our conscious intention, is the way that a negative thought form is created, except there are two ways to create thought forms: the conscious way, which we have just done, and the unconscious way. Now, most of the time, we as individuals, as creators, create thought forms unconsciously. Although sometimes we do create thought forms consciously, yet if we're not aware that we are creators and are unaware that we use thoughts and emotions to create thought forms and frequencies that we then wear and express as our very identities, then we may unconsciously create some negative ones. Now, negative ones, which you are well aware of, like unworthy, which feels very, very negative, or lack, which brings you down in feeling lack in your life, or hate towards yourself or an individual, a very nasty word and feeling to feel in your body and mind, and even any sort of criticism or judgment against yourself or another one of God's creations, is a very negative thing to feel and think. Now, we sometimes create these negative thought forms and think them over and over and over again and riddle our environment with them to the point where we become caged within our own creation of negativity, caged within negative thoughts and negative emotions, weaved masterfully together by us, although unconsciously, but still created by us unconsciously, and weaved around us like a web of negativity, a cage of negativity that can become so strong that we feel trapped within it. Now, the more negativity that we create, the more entry we give, more roads we create for this negativity to come in. Sometimes when we think a negative thought over and over and over again and feel it strongly, so strongly that it's both mental, emotional, and even physical, this abuse that we inflict upon ourselves or allow others to inflict upon us can become so powerful that it can take on a mind of its own. It can become all as almost an autonomous creation, having so much of our energy, so much of our life force given to a thought form that it becomes acting on its own. And these things, these thought forms, which are nothing more than a thought and an emotion weaved together over and over again, are what I call astral demons. They are astral demons that are autonomous. They have fed on negative energy for so long that they can now act on their own in a psychic fashion, psychically prodding and poking you to look at all the doors that are open into the negative within you, within collective humanity. Now, astral demons are, again, nothing more than wisps of thought and emotion, yet they can appear to be monstrous and scary figures in our subconscious and unconscious mind that we choose not to look at, yet we are their creators. Yet they have power over us that is our own power acting against us. And we are the creators of these astral demons, these psychic thought forms that prey on us within ourselves, within our emotions, within our minds, triggering us to feel unworthy, triggering us to experience anxiety, triggering us to feel lack, like if we want to crawl into a small ball and sit in the middle of a psychic prison of our own making. Yet they are nothing more than thoughts and emotions that we have created, and they can be and must be uncreated. They are not something to be feared because they are our creations. And there are not an infinite amount of them. There are only a finite amount of them which we have created and which we must take responsibility for and dispel, uncreate, dissipate back into the neutral energy that is ours. Now, when you feel yourself under the pressures of negativity, under the pressures of these astral demons, ask yourself, why are you afraid of your own energy, your own creations that were unconsciously created? They may have been unconsciously created when you were a child, and hanging around you like a cloud of negativity. They may have been created that were triggered by others directing their negativity on you, which you have allowed to accept into your own self, integrate into your own belief, believing others have power over you, yet you are the creator allowing all of this. And this brings us to that empowered state where no matter what has happened to you, you have the power to clear it. You have the power to neutralize it, to pay no attention to any limit You have the power to focus on your ability to completely annihilate all negativity and dissipate it, and stand firmly in your ability to create positive thought forms from this moment on. Now these negative thought forms, these astral demons, they can be identified in their archetypal forms, in their flavors, as the seven sins. These astral demons have been created in seven archetypal categories. The seven sins are colloquially known as pride, the demons of pride, the demons of lust, and wrath, and gluttony and sloth, and greed and envy. All of these are simply descriptions of the types of negative thought forms that have been created by humanity's individuals, and can be acknowledged and seen when they are looking to act within you. When you feel these sins acting within you, simply recognize them as these simple thought forms, simple energies and forces that are nothing more than forces of your own energy acting against you, and they must be taken and dispelled and put back into that neutral energy. You have the power. This is the great time of purification of yourself. Not only must you purify yourself of your negative creations that act upon your feelings and thoughts and cunning and slick ways, you must discern that these negative energies are acting upon you by recognizing them in their archetypal forms and recognizing them acting in your psyche, preying on your thoughts and emotions. They are your own creations that are acting against you, that you have created unconsciously, and you as the creator, who is the most powerful one, who is the power that all creation answers to, all of your created thought forms answer to you alone, and you alone have the power to clear them. So when you see them acting in whatever form they come, whether it's pride or lust or wrath or envy or greed or sloth or gluttony, no matter what the form of lack or unworthiness or guilt or any judgment or criticism, anything that comes to you in these negative forms, you must acknowledge them and see them in their masks of negativity, and then swiftly dismantle them, swiftly correct and purify yourself of these negativities so that no more entry can be found into your pure, creative, conscious presence. So that you may now from this moment create only conscious thought forms, and thought forms that are positive in nature, that are simply divine thoughts and emotions, thoughts of beauty, thoughts of love, thoughts of empowerment for yourself, empowerment for your home, your business, your affairs. Simply thinking thoughts of only purity, only wisdom. Thinking thoughts and weaving them masterfully with powerful emotions of certainty and capableness and seniority and complete and present conscious creation. You have the power to weave a beautiful cloak of positivity around you and in your life, and rest assured that if you weave this consciously and actively each and every day, like a conscious craftsperson taking pride in their mastery, you will create a frequency of prosperity and beauty and love within your life. Yet if you are continuing to choose to be unconscious and not purify yourself of your past creations of negativity, and choose to dwell and wallow in your cage of negativity, which you yourself have allowed to you for yourself to create, then your life will follow suit in that manner. But I ask you to awaken Awaken, awaken to your conscious creatorship and dispel these astral demons, for you now know what they are, that they are simply thoughts and emotions, nothing to be afraid of. You have the power, only you. Go forth and create positive thought forms and dissipate negative thought forms. And may God be with you always, for God always is within you. In the loving light, amen, and many blessings and much peace to you.